13.1.
With me to discuss the news in the Sunday papers today are Araminta Knowles, MP, Marie Brunn, journalist for the World Tribune, and Roy Vince, novelist. So, Marie, what caught your eye this week?
Well, Ewan, one of the biggest stories was the arrest of Liam Dagar, the alleged drug lord. The authorities are hailing this as a major step forward in the fight against crime. I'm not so convinced.
But it's great news, isn't it? Especially as there have been rumours that some politicians had also got their hands dirty in supporting this evil trade.
Allegedly.
Yes, but I question the government's motives here, Araminta. Elections are coming up. They want to convince people they're taking a strong stand.
That's quite a cynical view, isn't it? If politicians really were involved in supporting Dagar, surely they'd want to cover it up, especially as he's such a high-profile figure.
Oh, his reputation was already on the wane, Roy. Dagar was just one small link in the chain. The arrest is of little significance as a crime-fighting gesture, because his second-in-command will simply take over.
I think you're underestimating the power he's wielded for the last 10 years. No, I'm looking forward to the positive impact this will have.
Definitely a story worth following. Thanks, Marie. Now, Araminta, you've got something of a very different nature to tell us about, haven't you?
Very good. Yes. I was pleased to read that the American author Richard Louv is currently in Britain raising awareness of what he calls the nature deficit disorder.
This disorder, is it some kind of disease?
Not as such, but it's nevertheless a growing problem in today's society. Louv contends that urban parents are turning kids away from the outdoors, which is having a highly detrimental effect. It affects their performance at school, and it could even be a factor in the rise in attention deficit disorder.
Well, OK, but isn't he overemphasising a point here? I mean, there are parks, school trips. Access to nature isn't that limited, surely.
I think Louv's got a point. Most parks are largely glorified dog exercising areas with a bit of grass and a few trees, if you're lucky. If kids learn anything about nature, they do it in class or on a screen. In other words, indoors. No, something should be done.
What concerns me, Marie, is the nanny state culture at work here. We've become a paranoid society that won't let children outside to play because of the often over-exaggerated or even imaginary risks.
With respect, I think you're out of touch here, Araminta. That might have been true a few years ago, but things have moved on since then. People are a lot more health conscious, and you see many more families walking or riding bikes now.
Oh, goodness. Where do you live, Roy? I can't believe it's very typical.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Araminta, but we're running out of time. I'd like us to cover one more story before the news break. Roy.
Yeah, thanks, Ewan. Well, I'd like to look at the breaking news about the offshore oil disaster, which has polluted the seas in the Atlantic. I can't believe nothing.